Well, welcome a Coca-Cola this year to get the word out about their thank you fund and to encourage people to get their applications in by the deadline of May 24th. For 14 years, the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund has supported projects around Ireland that support vital programmes for young people aged 16 to 25 in communities like ours. This year, the fund will allocate 200,000 in grants to some much-needed community-based projects in Ireland and Northern Ireland, so it's well worth getting involved. You can go back now and listen to that episode if you haven't. Or if you want to find out more about the fund and making an application, Google the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. You'll see some lovely pictures of me and Calvin there on the website. Right, let's kick on.
Right, this week's bonus episode, talking about bollocks. Don't know what the name's going to be because I don't pick that.
See, you could have done it like that.
Boom.
I'm doing boom in an intro.
All right, off you go. Be funny.
Can I repeat what you just said there? New bonus episode. Alan just said was there. Right, office go. Be funny. No pressure.
I say that to Darren and Joe every single recording.
And they never do it once. And that man.
Comedians, pal.
And that man.
And what are you?
A podcaster.
Do you know what I was wondering about today? Do we say, like, welcome to this bonus episode? Because it seems weird to say welcome as if you brought people into this episode. If anything, we've been brought to them. So they're welcoming us, no?
No, you've overthought, bro.
Have I?
Yeah. No, you've overthought.
Welcome doesn't seem like the right way to open up a podcast.
Why?
Because you're not welcoming anyone anywhere.
You're welcoming them to listen to your new episode that you've just put out.
But they've brought us to their airwaves. They brought us into their house, their car, their AirPods.
Well, you're at the making a little bit more sense.
No.
But
am I right?
It still makes sense. No, you get what he's saying because he's like, they had to go on Spotify. They had to click on the podcast.
We're going to them. So you welcome someone into your house, they're coming into you. Yeah? That's like, I open my door to you, you're going to say, oh, welcome. No, you're coming this way, you take, get in the door. No?
No.
No, you just hit the overcomplicated.
But anyways, we're in the bonus episode and we're past the intro stage, so now we can just go straight into listener questions.
Okay.
Do you like that? You know what I mean, bro?
Smooth transition.
Method to the madness.
Big words.
This is one that got sent into Darren and Joe a couple of weeks ago, and they got on well with it, so I said I'd give it to you two. So from I think it was Rory. Would you rather live
Rory's a bad name. It is in terms of Irish names, Rory's is down, like, at the bottom of the pile.
Would you rather live in a barn? I'm just not going to engage with all the name stuff anymore. Would you rather live with a barn full of farm animals? Sorry, would you rather live in a barn full of farm animals or in your own house, but it's full of farm animals?
Why is that so funny?
Can you give me the pros and cons about?
I can.
You can make the case.
This is the phone of a friend here.
Why do you have to make the case for this?
Because I want to hear Alan's thoughts.
What are you picking?
I'm picking my house.
Right.
So
are you not answering until he gives you the case?
No, I genuinely want the pros and cons because I would immediately run to my house, obviously, because I can still do everyday shit.
And imagine making a cup of tea. You have like the cows just there, fresh from the tea. A bit of milk in there. Ugh. No? Eggs.
That's the freshest you can get on, no?
Has to be pasteurised, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's unpasteurised, warm. Bits floating in it.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, man.
It's not what you're used to.
You get fresh eggs. Eggs are fresh.
You will get fresh eggs.
Yeah. Yep.
But so what's... Why would the barn be an option?
I'd say size.
Size is one thing. Yeah, so right. First of all, what are we talking? Let's say two of each animal. Yeah?
Noah's Ark.
Two horses. Two cows.
30 Zach.
Two sheep. Two pigs. Two chickens. Two ducks. Two mice.
Two geese. Hang on, you named a lot of animals here that are relevant to farms. Why'd you have a goose on a farm?
You said geese.
I know, but they are on farms. Why'd you have ducks on farms?
Why'd you have mice?
Ah, there's always mice hanging around the barn, you know.
It's like Charlotte's Web, but 30 scaff.
Yeah, basically. So, they're all in your house.
Two goats.
Now, this is your house. This is your apartment. Okay?
Can I not live in your gaff with them now?
No, that's not the question. So they're all in there.
So I'm going to have a worse off than you.
But even if you could deal with the crampness, say you go and do the shopping and you bring back whatever it is you bring back, your pasta, your Weetabix, whatever.
Surely they can't open the presses, bro.
I think they're going to figure it out.
What do you reckon?
The pig might figure it out.
Yeah.
Pig is clever.
Are pig smart, yeah?
Did we not?
I think I told you this last week.
Yeah.
Clever. And I said they're not as clever as a crow, and I was wrong. Because I looked this up for Darren and Joe. Where do you reckon pigs rank in animal intelligence? Humans being number one.
Sixth.
Dolphins number two.
Whales.
No.
Pigs are not ahead of whales.
Pigs are
number... Fuck off.
Fourth.
They're in Champions League spots.
Yeah.
What's third?
Monkeys,
pigs?
I'd imagine, no. Monkeys not smart, though, no?
You could have told me that 220th. But if a whale was 224th, that still would have blown my mind. Pigs are smarter than whales.
Oh, number three. Not quite a crow. A raven.
We don't have ravens in Ireland, do we?
I think we do.
Crows on the juice.
Yeah. I'm conscious of not repeating exactly what I did with the lads, but chimpanzees are number five. Elephants are sixth.
You may as well give us a top 10.
African greys are seven.
Chanel?
Not my yoke.
Chanel?
Remember my yoke? 5 o'clock every morning telling himself to fuck off on. I hate that cunt. You'll never understand.
Is that why you killed it?
I didn't kill the farm boys. Let's not go down that room.
Mm-hmm. You can't kill any of these animals.
What?
They can't be killing the ones, the farmyard animals. Octopus is number eight.
Paul the octopus predicted all them results and they woke up that time.
Yeah. There's a documentary on Netflix.
But they not all like...
You can stick this on your list. What's it called again? It's about this diver, documentary maker, who spends like a year with an octopus.
The one we watched.
Did you watch that?
What one did you watch? Split.
No.
Oh, come on.
What are you whispering as if it was a secret and the listeners don't know about
it? There's no
octopus. You literally held your breath on the stage in front of 2,000 people based off the fact you've seen it in a documentary. Everybody knows you've seen The Deepest Breath.
What's the name of this one?
Why did you think there was an octopus in The Deepest Breath?
I didn't even hear you saying octopus. I heard you saying a bloke diving. I was like, ah, The Deepest Breath.
What's next? Bonobos.
What?
Bonobos.
What the fuck is that?
Bonobos? Why do I know that name?
It's a type of ape.
Right, and number 10?
Rats.
Not that smart. You get contraption and I'll need that poison and all.
No, they're actually getting... do you see this?
No, it's called surprise you. Number, sorry, go on.
They're changing like rat traps and all now. They're able to take the food off without triggering the bleeding spring on it now. So rats are number 10.
Look this up for me. I've seen a fact before. I don't know how sure it is.
Go.
If your feet are on the ground... you'll never be more than 6 feet away from a rat.
Yeah, I heard that before.
I seen that ages ago.
Mm-hmm. It's a myth.
Okay.
If your feet are on the ground.
Because people always go, I said that to loads of people before, now hitting them around, they're like, what if I was on a fly? And I'm like, valid point.
I think that's basically if you divided all the number of rats.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not
evenly across the land.
Okay, yeah.
But obviously they congregate in areas.
I'm picking the barn. For sure, so is alone, lads. Yeah. You can't, your gaff is going to be stinking. It won't be your gaff anymore.
Well, imagine, Owen.
Sorry, I have to tell you this. Number 11 on the list. Pigeon.
Not having that, though.
Kicking ass at ticks.
Yeah, I'm not having that, bro. I made the list.
A pigeon made that list.
Everything else was fine until we got to the pigeons. Yeah.
But I could justify rats, I could justify dolphins. Still questioning pigs there, but
not
like.
Up to you. Not up to you. Right.
Elephants as well, I can justify, but nah.
The argument against the barn.
Insulation.
First of all, yeah, you're living outdoors. I don't think you don't have any of the comforts. You probably have to figure out your own food, washing, all that stuff, right? But I think even more than that, in the house, you have the stairs, you have door handles, you have all these things. You can navigate that. Some, maybe all of the animals cannot. Like even the pigs aren't getting through a locked door. Okay, so if you can lock your bedroom door, you close that door, you have your space. I don't think a cow can go upstairs. I might be wrong about that.
The next day, bro, all them shiting at once.
Open your kitchen door. Know,
but like nobody's saying there's good options here. But if you're in the barn, you remove all that. You basically level the playing field. You think you're getting the cozy corner? You're getting a kick up the hole from the horse. You're out by the door.
But you can, isn't that the like loft part of the barn? Up the ladder.
That's exactly what John McGuckin said.
There's no animal that can climb a ladder. Don't be googling. A cow can't climb. If it can't go upstairs, it can't go up a ladder. Oh.
A monkey can go up a ladder.
There's no monkeys on a farm.
I'm only saying. I thought you said no animals, pal. I don't know what you're roaring at me for. I'm showing no animals here.
You weren't listening to the question.
I never am, am I? Remember when snapped at me the other week, having not listened to the question? You wouldn't let me answer.
Are you right?
Shut your mouth.
Now, farmyard animals on. Obviously, yeah. Monkeys and what have you can climb at, or climb at, Nick.
The sheep could climb up the ladder.
Not having it. A ladder. A sheep on a ladder. No.
Good grip.
Yeah, but rungs on a narrow ladder. No.
Well, you didn't say, what's the angle of this ladder?
Well, 90 it's, degrees.
If it's not 90 degrees, it's stairs, pal. All them stairs.
I've never heard a better depiction of science come out of Terence Power's mouth. That, see that? Maths. Science.
Did you get me on?
My co-host.
I hear you.
So what are we taking, the barn?
Well, I'm taking the barn, yeah.
You just have to.
Just on. You have a bigger gaff than me, so I can see where you'll probably go out the gaff. But I'm in the apartment.
Yeah, okay.
I am bollock.
Are you even in your gaff? Are you going to take that?
The barn. So what, you live up in the little loft in the barn the rest of your days? That's it?
That's your safe space.
You've nowhere to wash. You've nowhere to cook.
Yeah, fuck it.
You can't cook in the gaff. There's horses on the sofa. You can't cook in the gaff. Now, while I'll fight till the death.
You're going to fight a horse, are you? That's a stupid question. You would fight a horse.
Tell me you wouldn't get annoyed after 3 days. 3 days, you'd be like, I'm giving this horse a dead leg. Tell me you wouldn't. I'd give that horse such a dead nor I would. Yeah, trying to boil the kettle and he bumps off you. Dead nor.
Yeah, imagine the boot that the horse would give you, though.
Yeah, but.
You ever see a horse kicking people?
Dig his front leg. They can't kick front much, can they? Or give his front leg an awful dead leg. Oh, can they? Yeah. Up on the back feet. Yeah. He'd bang his head off the ceiling. Oh, yeah. That's going to crack him. Give him the big little root up the hole and all. Yeah. Get on me way. I don't promote animal
cruelty
abuse. Yeah. But if they're in me gaff, I'm what, 3 days in, one of them's getting a dead leg. It's not going to be a duck.
Pig might eat you.
We might eat him. No, think about that.
Not in the barn, you won't.
We will in the gaff. This is what I'm saying. If I'm allowed to start decapitating them and all, in my gaff.
No, I don't think you can hurt them.
You're not allowed to harm them.
I
promote that. I'm not about animal violence or cruelty or anything like that, but I just mean, in this particular situation, I'm sure people would justify.
I got pulled on the weekend about, we were talking about like embarrassing moments on the bonus episode, and Ryan said, I thought you were going to call me out for an embarrassing moment that happened to him when we were teenagers. And I was like, I actually forgot all about that, so you don't need to worry, but I'll call him out on something that happened when we were even younger. So we went on a cycle years ago. We were cycling out the coast.
I know this story.
And there was about 4 or 5 of us on push bike cycling, and we cycled past this group of umplets. But these umplets got smart for us. And we were like, what's all that about? So we circled back, and Ryan goes, who's he think he's getting smart with? So Ryan cycled right up beside the umplet, stood up on his bike, and in your man's face says, what are you looking at, you? But straight into a pole. And I mean, the rest of us dropped the bikes. We are lying on the grass on the coast there at Clontarf, sobbing, crying.
So just to confirm, Ryan hits the pole.
Ryan cycled up beside the Champlain, alongside him, right into his face. He stood up on his pedal, so he's standing up on the bike, not looking where he was going because he was looking at the Champlain, and went boom, straight into the pole. Right? It was that bad. He had a lump on his head and he couldn't fight in the Dublin finals. That's a fact. Ring him up and we can verify that. So he said, I thought you were going to call out an embarrassing moment that happened here, and I was afraid. I was like, no, don't worry about it. So I just called out a different one instead.
I'm not responsible for what happened after that story going out on, yeah?
I'm going on holidays.
Straight to Colombia. It's getting an earlier flight.
So burn.
Taking the burn. Okay. Did you go home and watch that film, you prick?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Did you take out your list there?
Do you want to give a bit of context to what happened there?
So earlier on, the lads were in here because they had to do an interview with Today FM this morning. They were then leaving before coming back in this evening. And Calvin suggested to Terence that he should go home and use the afternoon to watch Shawshank. What you do with your afternoon, Terry?
I wasn't in young, my boys. Wasn't it? Shawshank has to be, from what I'm hearing about it, a nighttime film. There's no...
I'm making excuses.
No, there's films you...
And work is work.
Actually, hold on a minute. Let's see your list on something. Can I confirm this, yeah? Because you're pulling me on stuff, yeah? Was over here this morning, as you said. And Seafra. Am I allowed to drop his name?
Yeah.
This might be defamation, though.
No, it's not, because he did say I've witnesses.
It's damaging his character, though.
It's not great for his character, though.
What did Seifer say, Owen?
Well, you weren't there, and I overheard Seifer talking to Jack beside him, and he was saying...
Oh, did you not tell him?
No, just started talking about this Gray Philbin scene, and I think he's like, it's better than the previous one, blah, 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 and Equalizer 3. And I knew you were downstairs.
Do you know how proud that makes me? Because do you know what that now does? That now gives me ammo to make you watch a film. You just have to watch The Equalizer 3 now.
We'll watch that when you watch all of your list.
Okay, watch The Equalizer 3 and ring me back. Hold on for a fucking minute as well, Owen. How many films have I watched in this for these bonus episodes? How many films am I in? Tell the truth, Calvin.
Five.
Not that many. Boys. What, The Deepest Breath?
Deepest Breath.
Yeah. Considering you did
the
one
Hangover.
You did one bonus.
We didn't ask you to watch The Hangover.
No. Rush Hour 2.
We didn't ask you to watch Rush Hour 2.
This is not.
This
no.
is stuff you
the
keep
Hurricane.
Doing instead of.
The Hurricane.
The Hurricane, yeah.
So The Hurricane,
yeah.
Deepest Breath.
That's yes. two.
You didn't tell me to watch The Hangover or Russia?
No, that was you.
Good films, that weren't anybody. Yeah, they were good films, John. Looking back, give me a bit of knowledge.
Yeah, but this is stuff, you keep doing this stuff instead of what the stuff we're suggesting.
You're procrastinating. Yeah. Yeah.
No, boys, you know.
I wouldn't mind, right?
We're on two anyway.
Was The Hurricane a good film?
Excellent.
Right, was The Deepest Breath good?
Excellent.
So does that not give us credibility then?
What was the one you did watch, but then it turned out, you came in and told us you watched it.
Train and Day.
And then it turned out you watched about 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, and turned on The Equalizer instead, because it's miles better.
This is hard work.
Isn't it?
I know there was more, boys. Nobody, the rankings change every fucking couple of days.
Not if you don't watch any films.
I know. You're going to Columbia, pal, I'm going to be, what's that? A critic.
Right. Do we have a question to answer, or do you need
no? That wouldn't be like us. It doesn't matter. We don't even need questions anymore. No, but we do keep sending them in to talkingbollocks@goloadnow.com. Give us another question there, Al.
Aoife wants to know, would you listen to the same 10 songs? Kind of, we're sticking on theme here. Would you listen to the same 10 songs forever, or watch the same 5 films forever?
I've been listening to the same 10 songs for the last 10 years. Okay. I promise you that.
How are you feeling about it? Feeling good?
Yeah.
You're going to keep listening for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on that path as well. Do you know, yeah, do you ever go on to your like For You on Spotify? Do you know where you have like a daily mix, or like, you have like a genre mix, so it's like house mix, R&B mix.
Never.
Mine are all the same. Always the same. Never fucking changes. And so I was trying to change it up, but like I'm kind of stuck on that same loop anyways. 10 songs is a good stretch as well. 10 is a good stretch.
10 is a good stretch. If you said 5, now I'd be questioning.
Yeah, you could get that. That could range between anywhere between half an hour and an hour worth listening there, like. You look at it that way, whereas 5 films, you sit down and you're like, oh, I only watch this the other, like The Joker. I've only seen that once in the pictures, and I was going to watch it the other night, and I'm like, I feel like I've seen that recently enough that I can't watch it again. Do you ever get that with certain films? Like, oh, I only watched this last year, I'm not watching it again.
I haven't watched many films in terms of like how many films people watch in their lifetime. So I'm obviously on the lower scale of that, but I've watched some of the same films numerous times.
Do you not feel there has to be enough of a gap that you want to watch it again?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Like even some films that you watch every Christmas, I'd feel like I only watched this last Christmas. That's not enough of a gap for me.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you.
But only certain films, then other films you can stick on whenever and be like, oh yeah, this is funny.
You'd be just waiting on the punchline, wouldn't you, for every single joke.
But yeah, it's 10 songs.
And hold on for a minute. Back to John McGuckin's topic. I don't even know if it's still in. So if this has to get cut, it has to get cut. But Cillian Murphy is stunning.
Oh, Joe's saying no man is attractive.
Cillian Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Joe will tell you Cillian Murphy has... I think actually that example was used in the Stall episode. And Joe claimed, without any evidence, Cillian Murphy has obviously had lots of work done.
Yeah, like what do you mean? What a fella's getting done?
He hasn't. He's
but regardless, even if he has, if that's at the change of the way he looks and he's now attractive, let's say, yeah? Well, then he's attractive. Just because he's of the same sex doesn't mean he can't be. He's a good-looking bloke, by the way, that Cillian Murphy fella.
So everyone's going with the songs?
You going with the songs?
Yeah, I think so.
To the pack.
Anyway, Keith wants to know...
Bad name.
When you're on a bus and you're getting off at your stop... Do you get up and look at the seat to see if you've left something behind, or do you just get up and hop off?
That's a very, very, very bad question.
I get up and hop off.
Is there a thing I like?
Oh, I haven't been on a bus in probably fucking 10 years. But I mean, I don't know. Why would I ever be on a bus now?
Too good for public transport, are you mad? He's getting on his own taxis and all now.
Why would I be on a bus? Everything somewhere. I need in my life is within walking distance on. Remember that. Everything.
Remember that. Like it's a threat.
Yeah. Remember that.
Whatever I need I can get.
I don't need help. I don't need Teddy. The Ollie Mountain.
Why is it getting all aggressive and all, boys?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to sit in between the two of you.
Sorry, boys.
What's all this about?
No, just give me a word. Look, boys, just trying to say that I'm bleeding. Too good for buses now.
I don't look back. I tap my pocket. Keys, phone, wallet, and then just grab the bus. Keys, phone, wallet. That's all a man needs in this life. Keys, phone, wallet.
Up and bounce, yeah.
Good luck to you. Maybe a set of earphones here and there.
Do you have a wallet?
Yeah, I don't use it. I did for a good while. And then I was like, what am I carrying that for?
Do you know why I never used to have one? And I was in denial about it. And I used to always say, oh, but sure, like, if you lose that, you lose everything. Then I was like, just don't fucking lose it. And I used to leave to get for a bank card, my student card, and I was doing my internship at the time, so I had a Leap card. So I'd have three cards, and then I could have another card on top of that or whatever, and then my keys and my earphones and all. Everything just scattered all over my pocket. Deck of cards in your pocket. Then I got a wallet and my life was changed. It's the most organised I've ever been.
What do you need the wallet for? So let's say a bank card, yeah?
A bank card, I have my Revolut card.
So your bank card.
And my driver's licence in it.
One of them. Your driver's licence. Do you even need your driver's licence? Not just leave that in the car.
Listen to this. Gone for a game of pool with the boys the other night. Ned Kelly's was full. Went to Dr. Quirky's because they used to have pool tables upstairs. They don't have them anymore. It's a full time casino now. Walked in the door and my mate goes, you have pool tables here? And your man just stopped him mid sentence and goes, ID. I goes, me? He goes, yeah. And while I'm taking it out of my pocket, my mate goes, you know how pool tables are? And he goes, no, we got rid of them. And I goes, I don't give a bollocks, you got rid of them. I'm still showing you my ID. 30 years of age getting asked for ID, boys.
That's hilarious. Boys, I don't think I've ever been asked for ID in my life. Don't nigger at that one. I've never been asked for it.
I have sometimes with cash, coinage, bank card, Revolut card, driver's license. And then sometimes, like, if you need to hold a receipt or something, just put it in my wallet. Know what I mean? Am I making a case now?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think any of them are needed or essential.
But your bank card definitely is.
It's on your phone, bro.
I haven't got me bank card set.
But you could set that up on your phone. You could. And leave the wallet at home. I and then you're not missing.
Security risk there.
That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us questions, dilemmas, nicknames for people. Send a load of nicknames for people in.
Yeah.
And funny what do you nicknames. Want us to do with?
Oh, I heard a good one actually on that. Sorry, someone told me. 10 to 2 is his name.
Right, well, go on.
Because he always stands like this.
Oh, with his feet out. Sorry. Yeah.
He stands with his feet at in the position a V. Of 10 to 2. In a V, yeah. And he always stands like that, so he's called 10 to 2.
Why did we screenshot at the team we see today, John? Oh, I'm snapping. I won't get them. There was two great ones.
What's Will As mate's name? He was sitting in front of us at his show. Yeah. What's his name again? Something Chris or something like that, isn't it?
Sharky or something like
that. It's not like Sunshine Chris or something like that. And I was like, why'd you call him that? He's like, do you know what? I actually don't know.
Christy. Crunchy Christy.
Crunchy Christy Will As a mate. And I was like, why'd you call him Crunchy Christy? And he was like, do you know what? I actually never thought about that. And I was like, that'd be the first thing that came into my mind. Crunchy Christy, yeah.
Crunchy Christy.
Interesting. No explanation?
No, he doesn't know. He just calls him. No, sorry. It's not that he just calls him. He just knows him as that and never questioned it.
It's good, though.
Crunchy Christy, it just walks, doesn't it? Just walks.
Do you know any off the top of your head? People that you'd know now that... No. It's in the very word that we call Christopher Gay. Like, there's no correlation.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. But like, that has no correlation at all. It doesn't even resemble it.
Wait, that's a wrap, is it?
Yep.
Right. Boom. Take us out. Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Why are we in this now? Tell your body your taste. Walking hard and slow. When you finish that. The hypnotic. Come on.